Hi there. The word for you today is when you're not expecting it. In Luke 8, verse 12, the Bible says, "Then cometh the devil." And Graham Lotz writes, "In the course of a week, the hot water heater broke, water pipes burst, the bathroom shower head fell off, and I was confronted with friction between family members and problems with my ministry staff. I was tempted to lose my temper, to worry instead of trust, and to neglect my prayer life." Listen to what she says next. What looked like ordinary frustration was something more sinister. Satan attacks our weakened defenses in the mundane areas of our lives. The Bible says that immediately following the spiritual blessing received at his baptism, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Now, there are three important lessons right here. The first is, don't rest in your success. After the benediction comes the battle. What incredible blessing has God recently given you? Whether it involves your ministry, your family, your career, or your personal walk with God, watch out. Satan targets us when we're off guard. Second lesson is, stay in God's will. Have you ever thought, if it's this hard, it can't be God's will, and then decided to quit? Just because you're doing the right thing doesn't mean you're immune. Jesus was in the center of God's will when Satan attacked him. And when things look bleak, the Bible tells us, Proverbs 3 verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." And the third lesson is, know the Scripture. Every time Jesus was attacked, he countered with the words, "It is written." God's word in Ephesians 6 and 17 is referred to as a sword, which is a fighting instrument. It's called the sword of the Spirit because it's our primary offensive weapon against the devil. Satan used it to defeat Satan, and you've got to learn to use it too. Okay? That's the word for you today.